Welcome back. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Just talked to Saints head coach Kellen Moore, now joined by Brendan Nugent, the offensive line coach. His second time here was with the Saints 2015 through 2021. Spent last year in Seattle, back here in 25 because he knew this is where he wanted to be. Makes yesterday's loss sting a little bit. They all sting, don't get me wrong. But when you kind of get out of your offensive plan down 21, 28, I mean, it's hard to, you know, kind of stay focused on your script when you're down so fast and so quickly.
Yeah, no, I agree that it does make it challenging. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to kind of take it one play at a time. And, you know, like that's what we kept preaching to the players on the sideline is, you know, you can't get it all back at once. You know, you just got to go do your job one play at a time and slowly kind of try and chip away at it, you know. And, you know, to the players' credit, you know, they kind of never really lost faith and just kind of kept going and kept going and kept playing hard.
Now, Coach Nugent, it seemed like we took a step back in the running game. I know we're having to play catch-up, but still 27 attempts, only 2.9-yard average. I know that has to be unacceptable in your meeting room. And obviously, being an offensive line coach, you can't average 2.9 yards a run. That was 3.9. Okay, I accept that. And that's a big difference, 2.9 to 3.9. But what did you tell the O-line today? And I know now that was one of their strengths, that being the Seahawks defensive line, and we're dealing with injuries. But what did you tell the O-line? Because I know you're telling them that has to be better.
Yeah, no, you know, you're 100% right, Bobby. It's you know, 2.9, it's not acceptable. You know, that's not who we want to be. You know, we dove deep into the tape and kind of, you know, dissected it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, hey, you know, we could have four guys or, you know, five guys or six guys doing their job. And then there's one guy that's just, you know, not quite there. And, you know, that's the difference in the NFL, especially when you go against a good defense and a good defensive front like Seattle has. You know, everybody's got to be kind of on their P's and Q's, if you will, right? And it's like that one little mishap can really make a difference when you go against a good defensive front. So we really kind of focused in on those details and just trying to make sure, like, everybody's got to do their job on each play, and that's where you'll have some success. You know, at least in the first couple of weeks before that, you know, that's where we had some more success when guys were kind of, you know, locked in and together. So we kind of dove in deep and, you know, and just kind of keep hammering away at it.
Now, Coach Nugent, a two-part question here. You look at Richards and Simpkins thrown out there. Hey, you're a pro. Richards right now with Landon Young's injury being out a swing tackle. How did he grade out, and how did Simpkins do? When the preseason game was a real game, how did they do along the line? And then the other part, why not play Trevor Penning? Is he still not 100%, or you want to ease him into it at left guard? Just answer that.
Yeah, so starting with your first one there, you know, just those guys, kind of a hard situation again with that defensive front to go into. But those two battled, you know, between Richards and Simpkins, those guys went in there. You know, they fought and battled, and you know, there's obviously, you look at it, there's times they got beaten, there's times that they can, you know, technique things that we can clean up. But you know, they never stopped playing hard and they kept competing. And you know, there's things that they can learn from, experiences that they can grow from there. And, you know, I think it was good for those guys to kind of get a full game under their belt, and it's just going to help them down the line, you know, if and when we need to call on them again, depending on how the season goes. You know, and then with Trevor, you know, he's coming back off this thing, and, you know, we kind of just had him up there, in more of an emergency situation this week. But we're going to kind of just keep building him up and bringing him along and kind of get him back to where he was right before the injury. So just kind of taking it a little bit, little by little with him. But it was good to see him out there in pads and go through warmups. And, you know, he would have been ready to go if called upon. But we'll just kind of keep stacking his days, as they say, stacking his days, good days together and gather, and keep getting his rep count higher so that he can get back in there and play.
Coach, one of the things that Coach Kellen Moore talked about a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the penalties post Arizona was that, man, you put a lot of emphasis on it for week two in San Francisco. What are you talking, you know, it's your starters, you know, what are you telling Kellen Banks? And he's got three, McCoy's got two. Radenz has two. Ruiz two. Fuaga two. I mean, it's not. It's consistent. Just it's just so kind of out of the norm to have those guys, those starters, first rounders, McCoy, veterans with the penalties.
Yeah, you know, it's not. It's obviously not where we want to be right now. You know, this past week, this was our first away game using silent count, and unfortunately, that's kind of what caught Kelvin this week. But again, it's we have to be able to use multiple cadences, right? We say it all the time. We can't just go on one. It's a defensive advantage, right? And those guys get paid a lot of money too over on that side of the ball. So we're gonna try and use everything we can to try and slow them down. And you know, that's just been a point of emphasis, and we just got to keep emphasizing it with these guys, man, because look, if we start having more and more of these penalties as we keep going, then we got to go on one, and then nobody wants to do that. So it's really just finding the balance of when we're using the cadence, how we're hearing it, how we're going through it, and just being able to be professional and hold our water in there and not have it. But it's not where we want to be, right? We can't do the self-inflicted wounds, and you know, we just got to keep harping on it and not accept it, you know, and just keep going from there.
Now, Coach Nugent, I don't know if you're going to agree with this, but I remember it was late July, early August, and this came across in a reading where, you know, how you draft people, who you're investing in, and only the Saints and the Chargers and their projected five starters, four to five starters were drafted in the first round. Well, I'm like, that's what we're investing in. Well, shoot. Offensive line just can't be good. They got to be great. And that's where we have to dominate. And that's one thing post-Katrina. You know, you look at the last, since 2006 on, that we had the top, for sure, five, if not top three offensive line always. And then I look, okay, a first rounder like Cesar Reeves. What does he need to do to get better? Because, okay, you can see, oh, he's getting better, and then all of a sudden he takes a step back. And it's a number one draft pick. You got to play like a number one draft pick. What does he need to do to get better?
The biggest thing for Caesar, right? He does a lot of good things. It's just being consistent, and he has definitely improved on his consistency here over the past couple weeks through training camp and all that stuff. And you know, he's a way better player than when I was here the last time at this point. But the biggest thing for him is just consistency, and he's working towards it. So I mean, that's a big part of everything we want to do, right? Like once we, you know, I always say to the players, it's like, you know, once you show the demonstrated ability that you can do it, it's like, I got you now, because now we're going to expect it. So just kind of building those habits, you know, through repetitions and practice over and over again so that they become second nature in the game. That's kind of what we're trying to build towards.
Now, Coach Nugent, when you're trying to establish the run, maybe I'm too old school about this. I don't know. I think you got to be under the center. Now, I ran the run and shoot, and I remember talking with June Jones and said, well, shoot, they know we're going to pass anyway. We're not really going to run, so why not just get in the shotgun? But now you look at the RPOs and what comes into play there. But I was looking where the Saints have been in the shotgun 83% of the time on offensive play so far this season. Only the Commanders, and they got Jane Daniels at 86% are running it at a higher rate. So, to me, I know coming downhill under the center, it just seems like, maybe I'm too old school with this, teams honor the run more if you're under the center versus shotgun. I don't know, maybe if you have Saquon, we got Alvin Kamara, then you look Jalen Hurts, whatever. But what's your take on us being that much in the shotgun? Only the Commanders have been in the shotgun more than us in the NFL. And you look at a lot of them who's perceived as the top successful teams. I'm not saying they're not in the shotgun, but we're in the shotgun actually more than them, us and the Commanders.
Yeah, I think, you know, to that point, Bobby, I think the game's evolved to a lot more shotgun stuff. And you know, to what we do, a lot of it has to where the quarterback feels comfortable, right, in the pass game. And can we marry the run to that, you know? And so, you know, kind of the way around that sometimes is get some stuff in the pistol, be able to do some play action things in the pistol, and then be able to run in the pistol where the back's kind of still coming from that home position. But I think for the line up front, you know, under center, gun, right, it depending on the play, right, we're going to still hit those double teams and those combination blocks the same way as if we were under center as the gun as well. So it's, you know, for us, that thought process doesn't change. You know, we can move some angles maybe between being under center and being in the shotgun. But at the end of the day, from us, from coming off the ball and trying to strike these double teams and move defensive linemen, you know, not a lot changes for us up front.
So, Coach, talk about the challenge, not the excuse, the challenge. Mm-hmm. You lose Clapp, Landon Young, Wesley, Saldivari, all IR. I mean, you know, it's the injuries at a position. So Luke Fortner, Awesome Richards, Xavier Truss, all never really at camp. They're all in the preseason games. And then you just signed Satawa Lamea and also William Sherman. So there's another tackle and a guard. So you just got so many players who have not really played with your offense, and the challenge, again, not an excuse, the challenge of getting them ready, because guess what? I don't know when, but Sherman and Satawa are going to play. I just feel it. I mean, it's just the way things are.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it's part of the game. It's part of the NFL, right? And that's, you know, there's a saying that goes, you know, everybody's got their own problems and injuries, and most people are glad you have yours, right? Like every team's going through it in some capacity, you know, and that is our challenge. But that's also, you know, why we do this, why we coach, right? It's like we can sit here and complain about, oh, this guy's out or this guy's out, but at the end of the day, nobody cares. We got to put five guys out there, right? And that's our job to, no matter when we acquired them, when they got in the building, right? That's where our job as coaches is, to get them caught up to speed as fast as possible and put them in the best possible position that if they do have to go in the game and play, we can still function and still be, you know, a good offense and a good offensive line. And, you know, that's all part of it. You know, it's been doing this for a long time. This isn't the first time, you know, we've kind of dealt with injuries before and bringing guys along. And so, you know, it's just part of it, you know, and unfortunately we just kind of got hit early here and, you know, now we're just still going. But, you know, there's that phrase, the next man up, and, you know, it's very true, but it's true across the NFL as well. And like I said, that's our job, to get these guys ready to go and be able to go in there and perform and function in the offense.
Coach Nugent, what's your role, I guess, the O-line staff, as far as the practice squad and developing those individuals? You know, when you give a good look on scout team and, you know, your hand placement, footwork, whatever, just talk a little bit about that. Like, looking like the fans don't know who Easton Kitty is. Here was a tackle rookie from Kansas State, a free agent. But anybody on the practice squad, are you involved when all of a sudden, okay, it might be a defensive period, or maybe someone on the O-line staff developing those young prospects on the practice squad?
Yeah, you know, it's actually a big part of what we talk about, especially with the younger, the practice squad guys. All those guys, you know, we tell them all the time, like, everything's being evaluated. So when they go over and they're working on the scout team, you know, we tell them, hey, let's work our techniques. Unless the defense needs you to do something different based off who we're playing, we're working our stuff and we're evaluating it, right? And then these are your reps. These are your game reps. And so we're very much, you know, myself, Jari, TJ, Tobias, everybody is very much involved with those guys over there, because it's just as important, because, as you know, in an NFL practice, you know, those guys don't get the game reps per se. That's their game reps is when they're on the scout team. So they have to, you know, kind of perfect their craft there. And, you know, there's no better way for them to get better, because they're going against, you know, our starting defense and our starting defensive line. So it's really a good kind of like measuring stick for those guys. And it's a chance for them that, hey, they're going against starting NFL caliber defensive players, man. And that's how they get better. So, yeah, we are very much involved, very much evaluating them, coaching them through it. You know, it's not just like the old, like, scout team where, hey, just go get your butt kicked and let the defense feel good. Like, no, we're trying to block them. We're trying to come off the ball, create double teams, and do things the way we want to do them here. And that's how they're still developing. And then, you know, post-practice is a big part of that too, where we really kind of take the young guys and kind of hone in on them and just kind of keep working their techniques and bringing them along. And just, you know, so that, because you never know, just to Mike's question there before, you never know when any of these guys might have to play. So you got to keep developing and keep bringing them along within our offensive scheme.
Offensive line coach Brendan Nugent grew up White Plains, New York, went to Catholic University. White Plains is still about 6 hours from Buffalo, but you know how hard it is to go up there and win, but you also know how sweet it would be to go up there and win. So best of luck this Sunday up in Buffalo.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.